Everything sounds better with an Australian accent.
I'm telling you, I love it. Thanks, guys.
I don't think I could do that. Thanks a lot, guys. All right, we are joined by Mr. Eldon Jazdahl and his assistant, who just goes by the nom de plume of Chris.
Yeah, it works. And we have this new rotating aircraft carrier.
Now, as soon as I saw that, I'm thinking a circular shift. How's that going to work?
I thought that this is only working for aircraft that are sitting on the ground going around in a circle.
There you go. So, yes, you need to dispel our misconceptions.
All right. Well, thank you for having us again this year.
Certainly.
The rotating aircraft carrier storage unit, or what we call a rack, is a new product that is designed to facilitate and help safely store your aircraft in a hangar. If you have a hangar that is, you got four or five airplanes in it, obviously if yours is at the back, you got to move four or five airplanes to get yours out. That's time consuming and
annoying.
Yeah. Not to mention, if you're doing it by yourself, the potential of some hangar rash or dinging somebody else's wingtip or tail, there's a possibility. And every time you do that,
that never happens.
Only when you're a loner with somebody.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. We're all trained professionals. We know how to avoid that.
That's right. And every time you do that, that can be a costly repair, anywhere from $1,000 on up. This is the only rotating aircraft. There are other ones out there that are selective and they're embedded into the concrete. This was one that is designed that will actually sit on a flat slab.
So it can be retrofitted into an existing building.
That's exactly right. So you eliminate the hangar costly rash. You get in, you push a button. It rotates around the axis. There's a central point in the hangar. And bring it to the door, out you go.
Wow.
If somebody flies while you're away, you just simply, when you come back, back it up. We have an electric winch that goes on. And you just pull it back onto the tray. And
So the winch loads the aircraft onto the tray. You don't even have to push it in.
Oh, no. No, no. You just... It might be safer just to put in a hand winch, but we do have electric ones. So we'll, if you're careful and you get it lined up properly,
yep,
it works really good. And it's very efficient.
What's the heaviest airplane you can put on this thing?
It's designed for 3,500 pounds. So that'll handle the majority of your light aircraft up to light twins. And if you beef it up and get a larger hangar storage, you could actually design one with... that would accommodate a larger turboprop or the larger twins. But you need with this one, you need an 80 by 80 foot square foot hangar. And
then that's good for five airplanes.
That's good for five. You get a little bit bigger, you can get into six aircraft. You can get out, if it's smaller, you can go down to four, but five is the most economical. And if you look at your traditional hangarage where you... or T hangers, it takes up a lot of space, and you have to have one door for every airplane. This way, you have one door that supports five aircraft,
and you still have some room around it. I mean, it's circular; the building's square. You got room for other types of storage, fixed storage.
Exactly. The one we have already constructed in Edmonton is it's an octagon shape, and it's very efficient. And that's why I brought Chris from R&M Steel here. They're the folks that provided the cover for my building, and I was very happy with the product that they provided. And
an 80 by 80 foot clear span. That's not a trivial building in itself.
No, that's true.
That is a good
size.
And one of the main things you have to be concerned about with something like this is the weather as well. We had ice storms back our way this past winter, and there were a lot of hangars that collapsed.
Yep,
because
of
the weight of the ice.
Collapsed.
You know, and that's something about R&M Steel. We provide that building for your local codes, and then a lot of times we'll get individuals, they'll say, you know what, I want to even beef it up above what the local codes are. And yes, they had a continuous winter up here, didn't you?
Yeah. So we did. We had an inch of ice.
Now, we're from Pennsylvania.
Okay.
So we had a winter unlike we've had. They said it was the third snowiest in history this year. And we also had ice storms on top of that. And then to make matters worse, we had ice storms that laid down an inch of ice, and then it never warmed up. 2 weeks later, that inch of ice was still hanging on all the trees and everything.
Yeah, and these hangers are designed to, you know, basically let Mother Nature take it off. And what's interesting, what Eldon's saying, is we get individuals all the time. They come in, and they have this exact dilemma. What type hanger do I do? How many aircraft can I put in it? And this is just a fantastic idea. Works very well.
Well, here's my question. This rotating aircraft carrier, let's say you have put up a new building, is this easily installed by the owner of the building, or do you provide a contractor that can put it in?
If you're handy, you could do it yourself. What you need to do in your planning, of course, is to have the underground electrical plumbed in or under the concrete and come up right in the center, as you need the controls for... Because you don't want to be walking in the center of the rack and then have to move the thing around. So we conveniently put the controls right at the door, the same place where the door opener is. And you have to be there. You have to watch it. You have to maintain it. But if you get those in, anybody could install them. It's relatively simple. You need some bolts and wrenches and... it's relatively
strong
simple.
Help.
Strong help, yeah.
Probably a fork truck, too.
Well, two people could handle the largest pieces, because they are all bolted together.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, no. Anybody could take, if they have an existing building or they want to do a new one.
I'm to the age where he can come out and install it for me.
Absolutely.
Happy to do it.
Not a problem.
Here's another thought. Does this come with a remote control by any chance, a handheld unit that you can walk around the hangar with you just to keep an eye on stuff while things are in motion? Or is this a wall-mounted control panel?
You would want to have a remote control. Wouldn't be a bad idea. But number one, you want to be able to be there and attend to it and be able to stop it immediately. I don't tend to trust the remote devices all that much, or the wireless, so I prefer to be right at the door. And it's designed so that you got to keep your finger on the button,
constant pressure.
Yeah. And then once you take the pressure off, it stops. And of course there's an emergency cutoff, and
usually it stops about a half a second after the clunk.
Oops. But even if that, I mean, all you're going to do is just go round and round and round if it keeps on going. So, I mean, it's not at a speed that the aircraft, it's a centrifugal force. They won't go flying off.
Oh, bummer. So you can't put a bunch of kids on there on a Saturday night and have some fun.
Well, somebody thought that maybe we should, when we start the music, we should have some merry-go-round music
there,
on
there
it.
There you go. I think that's a great idea.
And maybe put little bumps in that so you go up and down.
Oh, yeah, yeah, like a tilt-a-whirl kind of thing.
You know, you have some interesting people working in your engineering department. I'll give you that.
Hey, got to keep it fresh. Now, when's a double-decker version coming out?
I'm not sure that would work, but
that would be something, but a lot harder to engineer.
Actually, you know, thinking about that, that's not a bad idea, because they have these aircraft lifts where you can double stack them.
Oh, yeah, we have two of those in our hangar. They're an incredible piece of
iron. As
long
as your airplane doesn't leak. You don't want to be dripping on your buddy's airplane. That doesn't go over real well.
No, they don't like that. But it's really handy for washing. And if you have to do any maintenance, lift it up. And it's really handy that way. So there's the pros and cons.
Yep.
But R&M Steel could build a tall building if we had to do a double-decker.
I'm sure they'd love to.
No.
This thing, are there tracks or anything that have to be put on the floor, or is it just rolled on rollers?
It rolls on large 10-inch wheels, and there's a drive motor. We have two drive motors on the rack, and that's all it is. It just sits flat right on a flat concrete floor. It's really important to have a good concrete contractor that has a laser level, and he can do it right.
Yeah.
Now, I'm assuming these are steel wheels. They're not rubber tires or anything.
No, they're nylon and rubber.
Nylon and rubber.
Okay. Yeah. You're not supporting, like the average, I have a Mooney and it weighs 1,740 pounds empty. So that's not a lot of weight. And these little 4-inch rubber nylon, each one is sitting on that. The drive motors, those are rubber tires, and that's what you need to get the friction and the grip.
Right. The other ones are just castering.
Yeah.
You don't have any problem with tires, the nylon wheels flat spotting over time from sitting?
No. Haven't so far. It's been very serviceable.
That's good. How long does it take you guys to install one of these things?
A good full day.
Oh, that's pretty quick, actually.
Yeah.
That's not bad. You just roll the truck up, unload it, and push, pull, click, click, it's in.
Pretty much tighten a lot of bolts. And
if you're retrofitting an existing hangar, you obviously don't have the buried conduit for wiring. Do you just drop down from above?
You could drop down from above, yeah. Yeah, that's it's the only system out there that is ideally suited for somebody who has an existing hangar.
Now, you can custom make these, too. You can make them bigger if you wanted to put more aircraft on this, right?
That's correct, depending on your hangar size.
And you can get them in designer colors.
I was going to.
We'll color it, paint it any color you want. We can match it to...
That's right.
Whatever the circus wants.
Well, yeah, we want them color-coded to match the airplanes.
That's not a bad idea. You guys want to get into business?
There you go.
We've had a lot of opportunities for that this morning. Thank you.
Yeah.
Have you been contacted by any of the major FBOs? You know, they're looking at this to try to optimize their hangar space?
The biggest challenge we had was getting the first one running. And now that we're in that position, thanks to a great hangar or steel company, we're in that position right now. And we can continue our marketing efforts. And of course, thanks to you, we have the opportunity to talk about it. So this is a great venue to start.
Well, I guess the other thing is most places have T-hangers, which are not big enough. You said 80 by 80. That's not necessarily going to be a T-hanger depth.
Yeah. I chatted with a fellow from San Antonio yesterday, and he's going back to try and find some land at his local airport that he can do this. There's a gentleman from Virginia, another one from California, and the word's getting out.
That's good.
But we need to get one working, and that's what we have.
Very
at
good.
This stage. We had to get last year when I talked to you, I didn't have a building.
Well, you do now.
Now we do, and. We just don't
have any airplanes to put on there.
No.
I think you might be able to find a few here, though.
Yeah. All right. This has been Chris and Eldon Jazdal of Rotating Aircraft Car. I don't have the company. Rotating Aircraft Storage.
My company name is Energy Efficient Homes. That's,
that's a
what we'll be
story.
Going under. Yeah, that's we could do that one day, too.
Rotating Living Rooms. Anyway, this is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie.
And this is EAA Radio.